Welcome to the Ruling Class Podcast. I'm your host, J. Robert Zanfordino. In this podcast, I'm excited to share with you all my personal journey and strategies for amassing and achieving financial success, freedom, and independence through all things sales. With years of experience and hard work, I've been working to build a lucrative career in sales. Lucrative to me means being able to repeatedly and predictably earn over $1 million a year, something I have not done quite yet. In each episode, I'll share my insights on sales techniques, mindset, and motivation that have worked for me and appear to be working for me in my quest to repeatedly and predictably earn $1 million a year, along with any interviews with other financially successful salespeople, business people, and whoever else I think can help me on my journey to meet my goal. Whether you're looking to get into sales, just starting out in sales, or looking to take your sales career to the next level, this podcast is for you. So, let's get started and learn how to become sales nobility and part of the ruling class. Thank you all for tuning in to the very first episode of the Ruling Class Podcast here at Sales Nobility. My name is J. Robert Zanfordino, and I am the host slash founder of this podcast. I think the best way to begin for the very first episode is to explain to you all why on the website salesnobility.co I have on the banner image the words Audible Ready Verbal Ninja. I'll never forget, in my very first sales interview, I was interviewing with the head of sales for that particular company, and during the interview, I had asked him, I said, what makes a good professional, a good sales professional, a great sales professional? And he responded to me, he said, there's two things, in his opinion, that make someone a great sales professional. The first thing is personal accountability. I think there's a lot to unpack there, so I'll leave that to another day. But the second thing that he said to me was they need to be audible ready. Now, that was the first time I'd ever heard the term audible ready, so I wasn't quite sure what he meant by it. And I asked him, I said, can you please clarify what you mean when you say a sales professional needs to be audible ready? And the analogy that he used to me, I think, is super poignant. So I played sports growing up, all different sports growing up, so on and so forth. And the concept of audible ready is as follows. I think this concept is readily applied to any sport. It doesn't have to be football, so let's not get hung up on that. In the game of football, after every play, the offensive coordinator will relay in a new play to the quarterback. The quarterback will then take that play into the huddle with his fellow teammates, linemen, receivers, tight ends, running backs, and tell them what the play is that they are expected to run. Now, after they break the huddle, they all line up on the line of scrimmage. It is at that point that the defense will react to what the offense is lined up in. And so at that point, the defense might show press coverage, zone coverage. They might indicate that they're going to do a safety blitz, a corner blitz. They might run stunts, so on and so forth. And so it's at that moment that the quarterback needs to take in all of that information and then determine, is it better to run the play that they're intending to run based on them leaving the huddle, or does he need to audible to another play? And so it is at that point that if he determines to audible to another play, that he needs to communicate that to all of his teammates, the linemen, the tight ends, the running backs, the receivers, so on and so forth. And so that concept of being audible ready is super applicable to sales. And the reason being for that is in any interaction as a sales professional that you go into, whether it's a cold call, whether it's following back on an email, whether it's a negotiation, a pitch, whatever it might be, at the start of every interaction, you have an idea of what it is that A, you're trying to accomplish, and B, how you're going to go about accomplishing whatever it is you are set out to accomplish. Now, once you start talking, once you start pitching, once you start moving, the defense, or in this case, the buyer, the customer, is going to start reacting to you, both non-verbally and then verbally. And so non-verbally, they might move excitedly, they might move defensively, and then verbally, they might act defensive, their tone might indicate that they're upset or peeved, whatever it might be. It doesn't matter. And so you, as the sales professional, as the offensive player in this case, you then need to determine, is it best for me to continue to run the play that I was intending to run at the start of this meeting or this interaction, or do I now need to pivot based on how this buyer is interacting with me? And so when he said this to me and he explained the concept of audible ready in that term, and now having been in sales for years, that concept of being audible ready is no less important today than it was at the start of my sales career. So I would agree with him that for anybody who's looking to be sales nobility, and sales nobility is someone that's looking to make, in my mind, in excess of really $500,000 a year in sales commissions or in revenue and income each year on their way to upwards of $1 million a year, I think one of the most important skills that you need to have in your toolkit is the ability to be audible ready. That's the first thing. Now, in my mind, it's not just enough to be audible ready. The offense can be audible ready, but then if they don't know how to react based on what the defense is doing, it really doesn't help, right? That's only one part of the equation. And so in sales, we're not running physical routes, or we're not doing anything physical, right? Our skill set is talking and presenting and pitching and so on and so forth. And so for me, the second part of the equation is really around this concept of being a verbal ninja, right? And so being a verbal ninja to me is, one, you first have to be audible ready to know, how might I react here? But the second part of it is, what do I say based on what the buyer is telling me, both verbally and non-verbally? If, for instance, they're acting defensive, how do you react to that? If they're leaning in on something, how do you react to that? If they tell you that they don't get something that you just said, how do you react to that? And so in sales, it is our job as sales professionals to really work to resolve any differences or gaps that might exist between what the buyer is looking to accomplish, as well as what we are looking to accomplish as sales professionals on behalf of our company and on behalf of ourselves, in order to drive towards a mutually beneficial outcome for all. And so for me, being a verbal ninja is knowing what to say at the right time. Do you ask a question? Do you make a statement? So on and so forth. And so if you are not versed in, you know, being a verbal ninja, and we could talk about that more at a later date, then I think to enter the class, the rarefied air of being sales nobility as a professional, for how we're defining it, I think becomes very difficult. And so for me, anybody that wants to be sales nobility, it is imperative that they not only have the skill set of being audible ready, but they also have the skill set of being a verbal ninja. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Ruling Class Podcast. My name is J. Robert Zanfordino, your host, and I truly hope you found something valuable in this episode. Whether you learned something new, gained a new perspective, or simply enjoyed listening, your support means everything to me. If you want to engage with me, head over to salesnobility.co. Thank you again for listening to this episode of the Ruling Class Podcast, and remember, be an audible ready, verbal ninja, and kick some ass.